you get to see like the parts that make you really want to be part of a group and don't make you question why you have to be associated with something just because you like something. You like want to. You're like, this is great. Like, I get to talk to these people about our favorite parts, even though we didn't know this person. And like, yeah, I agree, Kevin. Yep. It's
nodding right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It makes you feel really comfortable to say I am a fan of the MCU or like I am a fan of this content.
That shit ought to do. Wow, that is spiky.
Spiky.
Whoa.
Like the intro to every podcast we do is like a cacophony of us all trying to talk at the same time after the clap. I feel like.
I'm Kevin.
Kendrick.
Joe.
Who are we really? Like,
I'm loud, apparently.
I'm Kyle.
Just, I'm just maxing out this
I'm
thing.
Told.
Hi. What's up, guys?
I'm making mistakes. I'm so sorry, everybody.
I was just trying to mix it up.
Nobody sees the mistakes you're making, so like, it's like, yeah, we don't need to know about it, because like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
you don't even
we
need don't, to
we wouldn't
to
even know you.
It,
yeah, we wouldn't even
like,
have known.
I'm peeking and it's bad.
Did you guys know that you can buy like entire like double pints of Cold Stone ice cream? Like, if you go to Cold Stone, you can get, like, I don't know what they're called. Not a pint. It's not a pint because it's bigger than a pint.
Quarts.
But
right.
A quart. Like, yeah, a quart.
In my brain, it's like the money, the amount of money that it actually costs is more than it's worth to do it. Just that's the trigger I have in my brain. So I don't just buy fucking Cold Stone ice cream all the time.
Fair enough.
What he's done is he's hacked his brain. To stop himself from just constantly eating Cold Stone.
Yeah.
You have to hack your brain.
We've got to.
Did
you guys hear
that's
about
two people
Elon
on one
Musk?
Keyboard. What?
New, like, he's like what? Trying to, he's making. So I guess what I was hearing people say is something. But the idea is that Elon Musk can take any kind of like thing that people have been doing for quite a while or that understood for quite a while and turn it into something that like is a novel because he is an investor type person who could put money behind the things that he's talking about instead of just being a fucking nerd scientist discovering things, right? His recent thing has to do with BMI, like the it's like something where like they can like hook electrical signals into your brain and connect them to like various other parts of your body or other applications or other types of like monitoring software. And it's like of course you've heard about that before, like we all know that you can do that with like electrodes and things.
Yep,
like
I've been
that.
Studying that with monkeys and amputees for a while. I don't think amputee monkeys, I think that was immoral.
Right
And this whole thing he's like talking about is called a Neuralink. It's like something he's been talking
about.
He's got
the naming. He knows how to name shit.
Yeah, and it's like it's completely not novel, right? But
the name though.
But he's talking about taking it and turning it into like, you know, like fitness apps or things that like help you monitor what you're doing, like a direct connection to your head, right? And so you can like, you know, on your phone be like, okay, God, I should probably not go interact with people right now because I'm seeing some patterns that are make me thinking like I'm gonna be like predisposed to being angry if I were to go out or something like that, right? All these patterns. People. And the whole idea is that, like, on the base level, I think the analogy that I really liked, and this is kind of stealing from Kyle Hill and his, like, podcast that he does, but...
He has your name. You can use it.
Yeah, is that humans are a thunderstorm in meat, right? All we are is electrical impulses stored in meat. You can change someone completely, and this happens with serious trauma and other things like that when the brain is damaged, by just simply changing the electrical signals and strengths and intensities that go in and through your brain and around your body. You can change someone's complete personality. You could, going really far out there, like you could totally matrix people and potentially give them knowledge they didn't have before by inputting electrical signals that could potentially change their brain in a way that makes them remember things they never knew.
Specific enough, right?
Yeah. Johnny Mnemonic, basically, right?
Yep.
And actually, not even that. That's kind of even less than what we're talking
about. Lawnmower Man.
Yeah. Or like just like the Matrix in general. But there's this kind of kick on it, and it's funny to see.
All Keanu Reeves movies.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's funny to see that like Elon Musk can just take a concept that's like already out there and we already knew for a long time and just call it something new and everyone's like, fuck yeah, let's do it. But then everyone else was also bringing up that like it'd be funny to see someone get hacked like someone get their like have their Bluetooth hacked and it's like connected to their brain, and then all of a sudden they just like put an impulse into your head to like give you all their personal information or just steal a bunch of biometric data from you or something like that.
Yeah, that's called Ghost in the Shell and Altered Carbon,
which got canceled after two seasons, which sucks.
I still didn't see the second season, but at least I don't remember seeing it. Second book was kick-ass, but way different than the first. Sorry. Anyway, yeah, no, I completely get it. Elon Musk is always like a face, right? He's a personality.
Yeah.
Electric cars, for example, just to keep piggyback off what you were saying there, not to steal your thunder, and I'm sorry.
Oh no, I just wanted to talk about that because it's interesting. I'm done after that though. Like,
well, like his. So think about where he's made his money, right? Like Tesla is
flamethrowers. Electric,
flamethrowers and Tesla. Right.
He didn't invent flamethrowers, that's for one thing.
No, but that's exactly what he did. He made them consumable by the masses. Right. NASA's air quoting, but...
Oh, yeah. There was electric cars before there were gas cars.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Kevin gets it. In fact, I think this might have been mentioned. In fact, this might have been brought to my attention by a class Kevin and I were in together over a decade ago, where we were in a public speaking class, which I think Kevin would probably want to forget that class if he can, but he can't, because I will remind him.
I remember the topic.
You just lost the game,
man,
Kevin.
Man, I still hate public speaking.
Oh, it was rough. Don't get me wrong. I remember I had a speech on vaporware, so trust me, I get you. But no, I remember you were talking about the Volt, and I think that was in that same thing. You talked about how the electric car technically predates the internal combustion engine, so it's actually the older technology, but Elon Musk made it sexy, right?
Mm-hmm.
PayPal was basically a credit card processor gateway without the credit cards, but he made it sexy, right? SpaceX is a rocket company. Well, it's been around for a while, but he made it sexy, right? Like, he knows how to be a front man, be a character, a personality, where he can create a sort of hype. He's a hype man, is really what it is.
Yeah, no, it really is. He's just a hype man.
And he's really... fucking good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess he's got a little bit more than a normal hype man. Like, thinking of a hype man in terms of, like, what I know it in as, like, a rap music. Like, the hype man comes out and, like, talks about the people that are, or like, lets you know who's going to be doing things and, like, works them up. But, like, he's also got the money behind the hype to actually make some of this stuff real, which is, like, awesome.
He's a fucking Ubermensch hype man.
Yeah. Exactly.
The platonic form of hype man.
I was gonna say that. I was gonna say that, but I don't.
I heard you say that.
But I didn't say it. Oh God, get out of my head.
He's an elevated form of hype man.
Yeah. So I think it's time that maybe we talk about some bad news.
Was it that you just shit yourself?
No. It's that Chadwick Boseman died of colon cancer.
Oh,
it was crazy. The one thing I wanted to just say here is, as far as I know, and I again, this is my complete ignorance of everything happening in the real world, I believe this is the first person who was in the original MCU and in the Infinity Trilogy or whatever they call it, that has died. Like, that's part of that, you know. And they're not all young or old. He had cancer, so he died probably what
he's
people 40, would say before his time.
43. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm. It sucks that Chadwick Boseman died because, I mean, it sucks when anybody dies of cancer. That's just shitty. It also sucks because we're never going to get to see more of him as an iconic character like Black Panther. And that was, like, a really big deal for a lot of people, you know?
Very good at that role.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all of the, like, representation, all that stuff goes along with that, too, you know? Like, it was cool to see, like, such a prominent, like, black person, and that was, like, a huge hero people can look up to that's not just another white dude throwing a shield around or covered in iron. Like, all that stuff, too, but they say, like, end of an era, but not end of an era kind of thing, you know? Like, nobody else has died from there yet, and it's kind of, like, weird to see the first person... die.
It's
that's
arguably,
part of that thing.
To your point, it's the start of the end of the era.
Yeah, kind of.
I think the crazy part was that, I mean, he was fighting cancer while he was filming.
Yeah, that's nuts. I didn't even know that.
Well, so yeah, they apparently he had cancer the entire time.
Yeah, they did a very, very good job of keeping that completely on the down low, and that is actually something that's really difficult to do.
Especially if he was undergoing any kind of treatment, because yeah, like
what a badass.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Has anyone here known people who had chemo or anything like that?
Yeah, and you can tell the pictures that they showed of him towards the end. You can definitely tell like was happening. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty brutal. To your point, Kendrick, it's really brutal to watch that, be around that, involved in that.
It's hard to hide it. It's hard to hide cancer treatment. Yeah. And I don't know the whole story. I'll be honest. I get. You know, you react to people dying, especially celebrities. You know, you get your David Bowies, your Alan Rickmans, your various characters that we've known. And you miss them for the potential and for what they meant to you as the characters they portray. And, you know, oh, that person's been around for a long time and I really miss them or whatever. And normally I get hit hard and then I kind of get over it, right? Like, or it's just kind of a general low level that's kind of a bummer, you know? For whatever reason, and I don't know, I haven't really taken the time to unpack it. I don't know if you can tell from the timbre of my voice at this point, but for some reason, this particular instance has really, really upset me. And right? I don't know why, but I cried.
It hit really hard.
I cried a lot.
Yeah.
For Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah, when I found out, when I heard about it. I left the room and I just kind of cried for a while.
That's kind of what I mean, is like, I don't want to downplay anybody's death, especially someone who is so iconic. But like, I think a lot of times I feel like some people are like super invested in people like in Hollywood, and it seems a little bit fanatic-y. But I felt the same way, like, and I can't. It's hard for me to figure out why. Like, I'm trying to explore this with you guys on this podcast because I don't get it.
I'm crying right now. I'm literally crying right now, guys. And I don't.
Kyle said that, man. In your what game is it do you play on your phone?
Oh, Marvel Strike Force. Like a bunch of people in our guild were having like the Black Panther icon as their like as their avatar.
They like, changed right when we did that thing. In like tribute, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
I had come onto Facebook like just for that moment. I saw like a bunch of people were just posting Wakanda Forever, and I was like, "Whoa, what's going on here?" And then I saw
I posted that. Yeah, and I didn't even see anyone else posted it. It just seemed like the right thing, and I bet a lot of people were doing the same thing. I didn't repost it, or I didn't see anything. I try to stay off Facebook. I have an app timer on my phone now. I don't be on there, but I went on and posted that, and then signed out, and apparently everyone else posted it too. So.
Yeah.
It seems like we were all on the same page.
Yeah, man.
Right.
It's cool to see. Like, it's cool to see, like, people that cared, because it's like, you don't feel so alone, you know, if you feel really strongly about it.
Well, I think the trick with a guy like, I mean, I don't know the guy. I never met him. I had no idea of his history. The first movie I knew he was in, as far as I'm aware, is Black Panther. I know he'd been around for a bit, but I know his career wasn't, like, super glamorous up to that point. This is kind of a break, like it was a bit of a breakout role for him as far as getting national wide, like international mainstream visibility. And but regardless of the man, I don't know. I mean, this is where you say something and you find out whatever terrible shit he did, or I don't know. I don't know any of that. I don't care about any of that. But the performance that we all got to see of Black Panther was. So, I've loved it. I've gone on record. I don't want to go find it, but I've said in this podcast that I loved it. I loved that movie. I loved his character, his portrayal. I loved his dogged determination and, you know, like, no, this is the right thing, the almost Picard-esque stalwart, this is good, this is right, I'm not fucking around kind of attitude. And I think... it's hard to find fault with the character he was, right? Like, he played such a character. It's like, who didn't like the Black Panther as a character? You can piss and moan about the structure of the movie, but, like, that performance, that character in the movies before and after Black Panther was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so good. And I'm not even a member of the marginalized community he represented, and I loved it. I can only imagine how empowering and how inspirational it was to be represented by this amazing character, and then to have him die so abruptly and suddenly is just, especially, I mean, fuck. The context right now is not a great time for that. So I don't have any more words.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. There's a
few things. I've seen, and you know, it's just like social media posts and this and that, but I've seen he was just like super down to earth, easy to work with, just like a super good dude for one. Which I think is really cool. But for another, I think that it just shows like what this string of movies has done to like the community, you know? Like everyone comes together when one of them goes. It just shows how close everyone is and how like, you know, how close the actors were, how close they are to the roles, how close the fans are. I don't know. It just like everything hit really fast, really hard. But
yeah,
it's kind of cool,
interesting
to see,
point. Because you like know. You're talking about like what I would deem is like when these things happen, you get to see like the best parts of fandom,
right?
Like, and right. You get to see like the parts that make you really want to be part of a group and don't make you question why you have to be associated with something just because you like something. You like want to. You're like, this is great. Like. I get to talk to these people about our favorite parts, even though we didn't know this person. And like, yeah, I agree, Kevin.
Yep.
I'm
nodding right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It makes you, it makes you feel really comfortable to say, I am a fan of the MCU, or like, I'm a fan of this content.
Yeah,
this is
my community.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even though you know, like Kendrick said, you never knew the person, but you feel connected to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What else were you going to say, Kev?
Well, that was it.
I thought you said a few things, like you had a list. Like,
oh, no,
you're
that
like,
was...
All right, I'm going to write all these down, and then when Kendrick and Kyle stop fucking talking for 5 seconds, I'll get to say what I want.
No, it was that he, like, a lot of people really enjoyed working with him, and then, you know, like, the fans really got together.
I hate to bring that up. I thought it was such a rare thing to see. Like, I know a lot of people that died last year specifically. Like, last year was a terrible year for deaths.
I appreciate it. It was good to bring it up.
I
didn't really tell anybody except Kate how distraught I was about the whole thing. So
there you go. Catharsis, hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Someday.
Now it feels really weird to talk about what I wanted to talk about, so maybe we should just call this episode.
No, wait. Can you just say what it was going to be? That way everybody who's listening can be like, shit, I wanted to hear him talk about that.
I was going to grouse about concrete. Now I feel like a fucking piece of shit doing that.
In the
right?
Next
like,
episode.
Oh,
it might
no.
be exactly
My
what
foundation.
We need to lighten it up. I actually do want to hear about this because you said, and... That's the end of our Chadwick Boseman
tearful
eulogy. Yeah, our commentary. Four white guys talking about a dude. So you posted on Facebook about this, and the comment string just had me like, what is going on? Like, I didn't know you had to do foundation work. I know there's other stuff around your house that like you had to work on, but I didn't know you had to do foundation work.
I'm having an emotional roller coaster about it, and I do not want to try to cram it into 1 minute.
Okay, fair enough.
I think this might be a next time on SitSock, everybody.
Next time.
Well, thanks for listening.
If you guys, go ahead and like, comment, and subscribe. We'll totally not record another episode, so we don't have to record one over Labor Day week or something if we don't want to.
Yeah.
That's definitely not going to happen here. Totally. We love you all. Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman. I guess the mercy is I don't think he had any kids, and I understand that his partner was very well understanding of what was happening, so it's not quite a devastation as much as it is just kind of a comfort and sort of conclusion. So that's a mercy. I would feel real bad if there were kids who don't have a dad anymore, but it sounds like that's not the case. So, you know, our thoughts and respect to all those people affected by this, and hopefully we can make something good. I already saw a lot of charities spinning out of it, so
mm-hmm. That's cool.
Go find one of those and donate some money, maybe in his honor. Arguably an amazing performance, and hopefully a good man. I mean, I'll just say he was probably a good man at this point. It's terrible to assume otherwise. But definitely like, comment, and subscribe to our podcast, because that's important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ride that wave. Now I feel terrible saying all that stuff. Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye.